This is a unique day in the life of this country. This day has also given us opportunity to showcase to the rest of the world how we are building ourselves up as a democratic. The president has given indications as to really his governance style and where he wants to take the country to. So the portions that I listen to are critical in the sense that they really underpin our desire to develop as a people. The issues of agriculture that he felt are fundamental to our development. The fact that he indicated education as fundamental to our growth, because education will change our look, education will shape our perspectives, will build the critical skills that we need, very important. He indicated his commitment to this one district, one factory issues, among others, and then tying in with our desire to see our kids and perhaps the people that we're training get decent jobs to do. The issue of NHIS, which he said was not in good state of health, and therefore there was a need to rejuvenate that sector, was very conscious of the fact that there is a need for us to manage our time effectively, because time management is fundamental. And he talked about the issue of peacekeeping operations. That is our commitment to the world.
Were you satisfied with the way the president is going to handle the implementation of all the areas of governance that he has talked about, how to fund Agric, the free SHS, and the sanitation situation?
As I indicated, would expect that he's giving us broad policy guidelines. The budget will further consolidate some of the areas that he highlighted.
I think all in all, it was a good speech, but was it comprehensive enough? That is up to the good people of Ghana to tell. His Excellency spoke within a very short time, comparatively, looking at the length of time most presidents have spoken anytime they address the nation for the first time in their maiden State of the Nation address. He touched on some of the thorny issues like matters that border on teacher training and nursing allowances, and also touched on something as mundane as punctuality to state functions. In between those two extremes, I think His Excellency was on point in terms of delivery, and then his diction, the tone and pitch of the speech was quite presidential. And what most Ghanaians are calling out for is that, yes, this looks like a good governance speech.